This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Lawmakers return to Capitol Hill today for what could be the final session of the 108th Congress. They are in full campaign mode. The Democratic and Republican conventions have been held since they recessed 6 weeks ago. In between, members of some Senate and House committees came back to Washington for a highly unusual series of hearings. They discussed the 9/11 Commission's recommendations for reforming the nation's intelligence establishment. There's considerable pressure on Congress to carry out those recommended reforms quickly. But that's not the only unfinished business. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellna joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Given this highly charged political season, how much will lawmakers really accomplish?
Well, probably not that much, because Republicans control both chambers. Voters are more likely to blame them in November if it's a lackluster session, so Democrats may be even less inclined to support President Bush's agenda and his nominees this fall. Relations were already pretty sour between Republicans and Democrats in Congress before they left for their summer recess, and they likely haven't gotten any better since the party's conventions.
Well, won't members of Congress be under a lot of pressure to get something done? I mean, there were 41 recommendations made by the 9/11 Commission.
Yes, there is a lot of pressure, and it's coming from the 9/11 commissioners themselves, as well as from families of the 9/11 victims. This afternoon, in fact, the chairman of the 9/11 Commission, Thomas Kane, and his vice chairman, Lee Hamilton, will be at the Capitol, first to endorse legislation being introduced that would carry out all but one of the commission's 41 recommendations, leaving only the issue of reforming congressional oversight unresolved. The two senators who pushed for the formation of that 9/11 commission, Republican John McCain and Democrat Joe Lieberman, are the chief sponsors of this legislation. And Kane and Hamilton are also to testify today before the Senate Intelligence Committee, whose chairman, Republican Pat Roberts, has come up with a separate proposal for vastly restructuring the intelligence establishment. And the Senate's Republican and Democratic leaders have set a goal of passing legislation to implement the recommended intelligence reforms by the end of this month, which may prove a tall order, but this is one case where both parties are likely to work together because neither wants to be blamed for standing in the way of these reforms.
And Congress is looking at another intelligence matter. President Bush nominated Florida House Republican Porter Goss to be the new director of Central Intelligence. Where does that stand?
It's the Senate that has to confirm the Goss nomination, and tomorrow the Senate Intelligence Committee plans to hold a nomination hearing for him that's to last all day long. Now, Goss is generally well-regarded by both Republicans and Democrats in Congress, but Senate Democrats say they'll have a lot of questions for Goss, both in the committee hearing and also when his nomination is sent to the Senate floor, which they expect will happen soon. They want to know why Goss was opposed to the creation of the 9/11 Commission. Some say he acted in a very partisan way, and they also want to raise a lot of questions about the intelligence failures during the Bush administration.
David, two major reports on the Abu Ghraib prison scandal came out last month. Do lawmakers seem inclined to keep following up on this scandal?
Well, it seems that they do. The Senate Armed Services Committee plans to hold hearings all day Thursday on the two reports that came out in August. But it's not clear what, if any, action might be taken by Congress to address those prison abuses beyond keeping a closer eye on how military prisoners are being held by U.S. forces.
Well, anything else lawmakers are likely to do before they adjourn October 1st?
Well, they've got 12 of the 13 annual spending bills left to finish. They've got big bills stalled, including one to overhaul energy policy, another to renew highway spending, and another to reform corporate taxation. And they're unlikely to finish that work, but Republican leaders still plan to hold votes on election year sensitive issues, such as a constitutional amendment to ban flag desecration, and maybe another round of votes on a constitutional ban on gay marriage.
Thanks very much, NPR congressional correspondent David Wellna.